This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Andy and Adrian.
Hollywood legend, Hollywood royalty, Carrie Fisher, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you like that intro? You are royalty in our eyes.
Royalty, legend. That's going to be hard to live up to all that.
Well, look, to be honest, we're just young whippersnappers. So,
okay.
So to us, we always just thought of you, of you as Princess Leia, right? From Star
Wars.
Well,
that's what most people think of as me, yeah.
But
that's how I'm thought of.
Done a bit of research. You really are from a good stock. You really are from Hollywood royalty. You have you had an incredible childhood, mixed with all the the A-listers from Hollywood at the time. You were from a crazier world than bloody Star Wars. You're from Hollywood.
Yes, but it was the only world I knew, so that was my normal.
Yeah. Now, did you hang out with all the other sort of Hollywood kids on the sort of the film lots and everything like that growing up?
No. Well, some of the other kids went to the same school as I did, but hang out on movie lots when there was MGM still was a big. They had a lot. We used to have our birthday parties on the lot. Other movie star kids, I don't know, Dean Martin's daughter was a friend of mine. I knew Tony Curtis's, daughters.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like we were all one big group.
We've romanticized it in
our minds.
That's
right. We could just imagine you driving little golf carts around the lots, but, you know. Damn.
I wish. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
In 1977, which coincidentally is the year we were born, Star Wars came out and character of Princess Leia was born and created. And, of course, you starred in that role. And it would have been an understatement for me to say that changed your life.
Yes, it did change my life. It made me a celebrity. And, it made everything go sort of much faster and everything got a lot crazier. And it was quite extraordinary. I was only 20 at the time, and it was completely unexpected to have the movie misbehave like that.
I love it. Now, how many, Princess Leia figurines do you have in your house? There has to be at least one.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, not figurines. I have... I have one of the wigs on another doll. I have the cups. I have a Harrison cup.
Oh, what
cup.
What we would pay for those cups.
I usually give them away to kids that come over, so I don't keep a lot of... I have a trash can that's R2-D2.
That is gold.
You give them away to kids, you should be giving them to drag queens. They would appreciate them so much more.
Well, I give them to them too.
What is the craziest thing that a Star Wars fan has ever given you or ever done for you over the years?
Oh, God. One guy, he said he thought about me every day from when he was 12 to when he was 22. And I said, every day? And he said, well, four times a day.
Oh, no.
Stop.
No.
Fantastic stuff like that, really classy stuff.
How does one react to a situation like that?
I have no idea. It just sort of takes you a minute to think, did he really say that?
Oh, that is brilliant. Now, one of your books, obviously, you wrote Postcards from the Edge, was made into a hit film and starring Meryl Streep and Shirley MacLaine. Did you have any sort of influence over the casting of Meryl and Shirley?
Well, I mean, can you imagine me saying, ew, no, not
yeah.
Meryl. Can you get someone like that can really act? I wouldn't have wanted to have any influence. I mean, Mike Nichols had good enough instincts for me.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
He was the director of it, so I couldn't believe she wanted to do it.
Oh, if anyone hasn't seen it, get it out. Postcards from the Edge. It is a great, great film, and both are very strong performances from Meryl and Shirley.
Do you prefer writing or acting? Because you're acclaimed.
You like different things of different. I mean, acting is, you get to hang out with a lot of people, and writing is, it's very solitary. Mm. So I don't like acting because I don't like looking at myself and having to confront the fact that what my hair looks like this, or I'm aging, or I'm overweight. All that stuff doesn't matter when you write.
Yes.
I hate
going to the hairdressers, because when I go to the hairdresser, I have to sit in front of a mirror of myself and I just sit there for an hour picking out the imperfections.
And I didn't like how I looked when I should have. So now it's just a disaster.
But we have to say, not because we're just paying lip service, but you were gorgeous and you still are gorgeous.
No, I was very pretty and I had no idea. And now I have to lose weight. So that's my project. I can't believe that I have to live this way, but I got very overweight, which is easy to do when you're 5'1" and a half. And 53.
But, Carrie, if you're sitting here 30 and saying 30 years ago, I should have known that I really was attractive,
that's the other thing. Yeah. I probably, when I'm 64, will think, why didn't I know that I was cute when I was 53? It's never
going
to work.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Now, believe me.
If that doesn't work, Botox does. Don't worry, Dale. We've tried. It's fine.
I've had that, but I do need facial expressions because it looks very odd. I have a big personality, and if it comes out of a blank face, I don't know. It's going to scare the shit out of people.
Oh, brilliant. Now, you've got a one-woman show, Wishful Drinking, and you're bringing it to Australia, which we're very grateful for because it is a long trip. Tell us a bit about your one-woman show.
Well, I just tell everything in it. My stuff is basically like, if my life wasn't funny, it would just be true. And that's completely unacceptable. So I talk about, I do the alchemy of taking stuff that was not funny when it happened and alchemizing that crap into gold.
Yeah.
Into something funny. If you can laugh at it, if you can claim it, it has far less power over you. So I claim my manic depression, my drug addiction. I was left by a man for a man. I turned him gay, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm very powerful.
Wow. That'll be difficult, but familiar territory for us.
Well, I could turn you back.
Well, that's true. You never know.
We can
reverse it.
All you need to do is put on those ear croissant things on either side and we'll be turned.
All right, I'll come down there and do some churning.
We've heard that nothing is sacred here. You really cover all the difficult topics and go through it and really bear all.
Yeah, but I mean, the stuff also came out anyway, so it's like, wait a minute, if you're going to have it be out there that I was in a mental hospital, then I want my version.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because otherwise it comes out, it says Carrie Fisher's tragic life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel that way about my life at all. And, I think that I've gone through a lot of very difficult stuff, and because of that, I really appreciate the life that I have now.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
Great.
No.
You've got a daughter, right? Billy Lord, is that right?
I have an 18-year-old daughter who just started college.
Now, given what you've been through in life and all your experiences, do you think that she may take a path in entertainment?
No.
So,
no, I think she's lying about it at this point. But we have not encouraged it.
Right. Where do her interests lie for the future?
Well, actually, accounting.
Problem is, she is a good singer, but I'm a good singer too, and I didn't ever feel the need to go down that road. But she does like singing. I don't know, she doesn't, if she ever wrote, she said she'd never write autobiographically, because I'm humiliating her.
honestly, accounting, maybe a lawyer, maybe a dentist, something like that.
Something,
no,
yeah.
A dentist, then I could get some prescriptions from her.
Oh, Carrie Fisher, you are a hoot. We can't wait to see you in Australia.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.